This is Mark Bentley with your legislative update on KANW 89.1. Congress has until March 1st to decide whether they're going to allow $1 trillion in cuts be made. Called sequestration, it would automatically slash about 10% from agency budgets, including defense. And that's where states like New Mexico come in. We talked with State Senator John Arthur Smith, the Deming Democrat and chair of the Senate Finance Committee, about the sequestration issue and a projection that the 2014 revenue estimates may be $50 million short. Senator Smith said the $50 million is important, but not as much as sequestration.
Well, with a $50 million discrepancy, that's about 1% of reserves, and I would be very, very surprised if the consensus revenue forecasters would agree to a downgrade of our available revenues for appropriation purposes. The House Appropriation and the Senate Finance Committee have not always gone along with the reconciliation process, and we're probably going to hedge our bet and make certain we haven't spent all the money. There's other issues down the road that are can erode that full $280 million overnight. The big issue that will not happen until we're out of session is the sequestration. But if that's an automatic cut, it has a monumental impact on the state budget and may even require us to be back in the special session.
We asked Senator Smith just what he means by monumental.
The exposure we have to federal funding through the state budget process is about $6 billion. Now, I'm not counting in that Los Alamos, White Sands, Kirtland, the military bases. I'm counting strictly within our budget, for example, federally funded positions at the hospital in Las Vegas, the Veterans Center in TRC, Fort Baird down in the Silver City area, education, federal money that goes direct to the schools. And I believe out of that $6 billion, we have probably $3.3 billion that is subject to reduction in spending levels of federal money. If you just arbitrarily take 10% of that $3.3 billion, that's $330 million, which is $50 million over the number you were talking about. And the decision will have to be made, what can we backfill and what can we not backfill?
And on top of all that are the issues of the maintenance of effort agreement that could cost about $40 million, and balancing the state checkbook that could take anywhere from $70 to more than $400 million. When one takes a hard look at all the issues facing the state's revenue, Senator Smith says they're going to be very cautious in spending money. So the request from state agencies, tax cuts by Governor Martinez, and even some ongoing programs are going to get a hard look. On Monday, we'll talk with Representative Tom Taylor and Senator Bill Scherer, both Farmington Republicans, about a new tax idea they're putting up. This has been your New Mexico Legislative Update on KANW 89.1. Mark Bentley reporting.